Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Peralta of bettingpros.com, back for another pick podcast, and let's get some winners, man. Yesterday, I was really frustrated with what happened with our play. We only had one of them because the numbers weren't out as much as I would have liked, so we had one official play here on the Daily Juice. It winds up losing. Rays and the Braves. Mike Fulkanavich was horrible. And so we talked about how important that start was going to be for him, and what does he do? Well, he's really bad, and he'll be traded now from the Braves because he's been so bad, or was so bad in that start, and it was a crucial start for him. It's a 60-game season, and he's a free agent pending, and the Braves are like, nope, we don't need you. On the other side, Tyler Glasnow did exactly what I thought he would do. He was solid. Now, the bullpen after him, behind him, wasn't that great. But he was solid, and he did everything you'd want him to do, and we were on pace. As long as Fulkanavich didn't blow up, we would have hit that under 4.5 runs yesterday. But unfortunately, Fulkanavich doesn't do us any favors, and now he'll pitch for somebody else, probably the Red Sox or the Orioles or somebody who's in desperate need of a washed-up pitcher who's trying to rebuild himself in a contract year. I mean, the Red Sox, we'll get to them here in a second, but most likely they'll be right in on that, trying to get Fulkanavich from the Braves. So that winds up a loss. We gave you two plays yesterday that were, you could have played them if you wanted to, kind of looked at them if you wanted to, but, you know, again, as these numbers go out, I told you the Red Sox play 10.5 on the Red Sox. See what that number is? It wound up with 11. So if you took the 11, it was a push. If you waited or took it at 10.5, like I suggested, it would have won for you. But that's not an official play, so we're not going to count that. And then I thought the Padres were going to lose at home to the D-backs. And I thought Luke Weaver was going to have a great start. He was horrible. 3 1/3, 7 hits, 6 earned runs. Padres offense, we're going to watch them a little bit. Their offense has looked pretty good here early, and they may be one of those sleeper teams that might get themselves into the postseason. So we're going to watch Fernando Tatis Jr. and that offense. They've been putting some runs up on the board. So that would have been a loss if it was an official play, but it wasn't. Padres win the game, and unfortunately not a good start at all for Luke Weaver. So only officially an 0-1 day for us with the under 4.5 runs in the Rays and the Braves. It's Tuesday, so we're going to get to one future play here and then one game and one, again, another one of these leans here. We're going to have to get used to this. Again, we're playing half units on baseball, all right? It's just too crazy with COVID-19 right now. You just don't know. You got managers, I guess, suspected of having the virus and then testing negative, and you got games being postponed, doubleheaders being played today because of it. You've got the Marlins with their massive COVID-19 outbreak. The Phillies are waiting for what's going to happen. There was talk yesterday that the whole Major League Baseball season might get shut down. I mean, we can't get to the NBA and the NHL fast enough right now because their bubbles are holding, and we don't know about baseball. It's just, Dennis actually had a great line last night on Nesson where he said, it feels like the grounds crew is standing guard at the tarp, and the tarp is rolling a cancellation out for the entire season. Like, these guys are kind of getting ready here that we tried this, it might not work. Hopefully, we're going to see some stricter protocols, and hopefully we see some teams wise up a little bit, but Miami-Dade County is the epicenter for COVID-19. So it shouldn't be that big of a shock that the team that resides there had a massive outbreak of COVID-19. The question is it one team or is it multiple teams? Phillies and whatnot. Yankees and the Phillies are scheduled to play tonight in Philadelphia. Yankees are going to be in the clubhouse that the Marlins were just in. They can't feel too good about that. I mean, why would they feel so great about that? So that's a scare. That's a worry. And we got to see how this whole thing plays out over the next couple of days. So half units on baseball. Let's not get crazy. We got to be very careful here. I do have one future wager, which can be a full wager. And this is if the NFL season plays. But I think the NFL is going to play. They're at least going to start to play. NBA, NHL, we know they're going to have their bubble. And as far as we know right now, they're going to be good to go. The NFL starting, they're going to have the same thing that Major League Baseball has. They're not going to bubble because they can't. And they're going to travel. And those are two things that are really going to be tough to manage and deal with here in the later part of the summer, into the fall, into the wintertime, with COVID-19 being such a big part of our country, unfortunately. But can we talk about the New York Jets for a second? I have not been a fan of Adam Gase for a very long time, and I know Joe Douglas is now coming in to run this team, but the New York Jets are about as big of a laughingstock as the NFL has. They have now traded away 5 of their last 6 first-round picks now that they traded Jamal Adams to the Seattle Seahawks. Now, they got a really big haul, probably too much, to be quite honest. So they really, in a way, fleeced Seattle, who were desperate to get a safety to help them out. They need a guy who can get out there and play both the run and play in the pass. And Adams is tremendous. I mean, Jamal Adams is an absolute beast. He was ripping the coach. He was ripping the GM, ripping the team. I mean, he was ripping the owner. I mean, he was telling fans, I'm trying to get out of here. He wanted to go play for Dallas in his home state. It's not going to happen for him, but going to Seattle and going to a place where defenders are just, you know, beloved, I think you're going to see him be very happy playing in that defense. It's not the Legion of Boom, but it's going to be fun to see him playing in that defense in Seattle. So that's good for him. But on the other side, where does that leave the Jets? Joe Douglas can go and draft all these players, but the Jets are now being seen as a franchise. They cannot keep their star players happy. That is a kiss of death in the NFL. For free agency, for guys getting traded there, for guys to sign and re-sign. I mean, look at the players in that roster. Is there anybody that you're like, that guy is a superstar and I love him? I mean, even Le'Veon Bell is a really good player, but he's on the back nine. Adam Gase is not a good coach, and Adams has been blasting him on social media. It's really, really ugly. So here's the question. Is Adam Gase going to be there long term? I don't know. And is Sam Darnold going to be the quarterback long term? Look at the quarterback draft coming through in the next 2 years out of college football. If the Jets are bad and they've got multiple first round picks, you might think maybe they take a crack here and they go and draft a quarterback. So Sam Darnold's numbers, I mean, he's got a 36-28 touchdown to interception ratio. He's completed less than 60% of his passes, and you might say, well, the offense is and who's throwing to and all the excuses you want to make for Sam Darnold, the mono and whatnot. It's just a dysfunctional franchise all the way around. They've had one winning season since 2010. One winning season since 2010. Three wins, really. If you look at their schedule, I see three wins for the Jets before the bye week. I see five wins on the schedule for the New York Jets. If you go and look at basically the consensus odds, 6.5 wins for the New York Jets. Minus 110 on both sides. I don't believe the New York Jets are going to win 6 games. I don't think they're going to win 7 games either. So to me, this is an easy play on the New York Jets to win 5 or less games, to play the under. Heck, they can win 6, got 6.5. I think this team is not going to be good. Buffalo will be the second best team in the AFC East, and there's some really difficult crossover matchups against the 49ers. I mean, they got some tough games. The Chargers are playing the NFC West this year. I don't think this Jets team is going to be very good at all. I think they win 5 or less games. I'm going to take the under for the New York Jets on their win total for this season and lay the 110 there. Jets under 6.5 wins is play number one here for a Tuesday. I am going to give you a baseball play. But before I do that, I'm going to give you a baseball lean, and this is getting to be frustrating, and I'm going to have to just suck it up and deal with it because I want to know what the Mets and the Red Sox are going to look like from a numbers perspective. I don't know. I don't know because we don't know the starting pitcher yet for the New York Mets. We know that Matt Hall is going to go for the Red Sox. This is a guy with a 9.48 career ERA. This is a guy who, much like last night, is a journeyman who is getting a start. I don't know why, because the Red Sox rotation is a joke. The Red Sox rotation is so bad. Get these numbers over the last 3 games for the Red Sox. When they started the 5th inning, top of the 5th, they were down 5-0, 6-1, and 7-1. Okay, they don't have any pitching. Their bullpen didn't do them any favors either, although a couple of decent performances last night against the Mets in a 7-4 loss to New York. But they'll do it again coming up here tonight. I think the Red Sox are probably going to win the game. Probably. I mean, they lost 3 games in a row. They're going to be really mad. I think they're going to wind up getting something going offensively, but against who? I don't know, because we don't know who the Mets are going to throw. So we're sitting here, and we're taping this, and it's going to drop in the morning, and so it's frustrating that I can't tell you to take the first 5 over, because I don't know what the number is. So that's a recommendation. Again, like yesterday, I said 10.5, and then that's it. 11, if you didn't take it or you got it at 10.5 for the total last night, that won for you. Again, I think the number is 5 or 5.5 for the first 5 and take the over. If it goes to 6, I don't think you can play it. I think that's too many runs and I wouldn't play it. So then the Red Sox are probably going to be juiced up pretty good here. Mets are probably going to be favored, but it depends upon who's starting because Matt Hall is starting for the Red Sox. Who is Matt Hall? That's a great question. Who is Matt Hall? Why is he starting for the Red Sox? This is unbelievable. So I need these numbers to come out faster, but I get why the books are slow playing this because everything is action to them right now. So there's no real, rush to get these numbers up. They know that by game time, that's when most of the bets are going to come in anyway. So they're going to wait for the Mets to make their declaration as to who's going to start, and then they're going to wind up with the numbers up. So it's annoying, it's a frustration, and I think we're just going to have to deal with it. Like, I'm glad we have games on, period, so I can't be too angry about it. But man, that is a difficult thing to look at when it comes to where we are here, just making picks and trying to find angles. But tons of runs are going to be scored in every Red Sox game, and Red Sox first five overs might just be a thing. You might just play that every night just to see where you are because their pitching staff is so bad. It's not a major league roster of pitchers. It's just not. I mean, you look up and down. Now, they should have much different guys. Erod's coming back for them. Chris Sale's having Tommy John. I mean, there's different guys there that aren't there. Their bullpen would be different. Their makeup would be different. But right now, it is just an awful, awful pitching staff. And every single night, the Red Sox are going down big. So I do think they're going to win tomorrow night. I do like them to win. Again, don't know the number, but just because I think their offense is due to break out. The Mets, two nights ago, gave up 14 runs to the Braves. So they can have that happen. They can get hit hard, too. But I just don't like the Red Sox right now pitching staff at all. So that's a lean. Find a good number. Don't go over six. First five over. But I think you just ride that until you lose it. But not an official play. What I will do for an official play is, and this is just looking at the Twins and the way the Twins are playing here. The Twins are hammering the baseball. The Twins have put up double digits in all three games for them right now. They're playing really well. The Cardinals are coming to town. The Twins are favored. They're laying they're minus 132 here at most books. Consensus odds, minus 132 on the Twins. Carlos Martinez is going to the mound for the first time in 2 years, coming off of a big injury. This guy is a stud. He's a stud when he's healthy. I just don't know what to make of it, except that Nelson Cruz in this offense for Minnesota, they are tremendous right now. They are pounding the baseball. I just think this is an American League, National League situation. The Twins offense is clicking on all cylinders here. I'm going to take the Twins here to beat the Cardinals, and I think laying the minus 132 juice is not that expensive to do it. I don't actually hate the over either. The over is 10.5. The number is 10.5. The over is actually only minus 105. The under is juiced a little bit, but I'm just going to take the Twins to win, lay the minus 132, Twins over the Cardinals to win here on Tuesday to get a W for us. So one baseball play, one baseball, solid baseball lean, if you will. And then I like the Jets for a football under, looking ahead for what the Jets will do here, under 6.5 wins for New York coming up for the football season. So watch that Red Sox number. Try to find it. Again, 5.5 or less for the first five, then play the over. If it gets to six, I just don't like it. And then the Twins are so fun to watch with their offense right now, and I think right now no one wants to go and face that lineup. Nelson Cruz, even however old Nelson Cruz is, 40 years old, whatever, still killing the baseball right now. So take the Twins over the Cardinals at minus 132. Before I let you go, let me tell you about one NBA promotion that's really, really cool, and I cannot wait to make plays on NBA games coming very, very soon. This week we'll pick NBA basketball games. Cannot wait. Maybe even tomorrow we'll pick NBA basketball games. But DraftKings has a very cool offer for you right now when it comes to the seeding, as the seeding races begin and resume on Thursday. So you bet $20 to win $100 on NBA Moneyline bets this weekend at DraftKings. Here's what you do. You sign up or log into your DraftKings Sportsbook account. Pick the game that you're most confident in that a specific team will win. You only get one to get the boosting of the odds between July 30th and August 1st. Head to the landing page and click Boost This Game. You will receive a single-use odds boost to increase the money line odds to plus 500 on that game. You put up $20 on the line for that individual bet. Make sure you selected to boost the odds in your bet slip before you hit confirm, and you will win $100 for that $20 bet if your team wins. Very cool. DraftKings, bettingpros.com to go check that out. But special offer, bet $20 to win $100 for a winner of NBA opening night weekends from DraftKings and bettingpros.com. My name's Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt, and we're back on a Wednesday morning. We'll have a lot to get to, including an NBA player or two, potentially, plus more baseball coming up on a Wednesday's Daily Juice off of bettingpros.com.